Hey everyone, haters, this is RJ and welcome to my channel. This is the reading for Taurus for October 2018, Sun, Moon, Rising, and Venus, even your Jupiter or Mercury if you want, you can include those as well. This is your twin flame soulmate love reading for October. I'll make a separate video for the general reading. So this one is mainly for your twin flame, your soulmate, and love. So once again, this is a general reading, so it may or may not resonate with you. So take what resonates and leave what doesn't, okay? So if it, you know, if it sounds right, sit tight and keep on watching. And if it sounds wrong to you, just move along, because this may not be for you then. Spirit, can you give us messages regarding Taurus on their state of love affairs? For their twin flame, their soulmate, for October 2018. Two cards already. We have the Knight of Pentacles and the Page of Pentacles. Okay, looks like there are two people over here, or this could also be just one person. Okay, bottom of the deck, sorry, is the Two of Pentacles over here. So I feel like right now what's happening with you is that you're feeling confused, you don't know what to do. Because it's either you're dealing with two different people, one around 30-ish and one a little bit younger than that, 20-something-ish. They are both earth energy, so this could be Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn energy. And one of them, okay, one of them is very slow. Okay, very slow, someone who's always taking his time. Okay, and now I say his because that's, you know, the gender of the card, but this could be, you know, male or female, and this could be your energy or their energy, so you know where, you know, on what side of the fence you're sitting on, so you know if this is you or the other person. Okay, so anyway, one person over here, the Knight of Pentacles, is taking forever, okay, to do anything. Maybe they've been delaying being with you, they've been delaying doing anything to level up the relationship or to give you whatever it is that you want. And then there's another one here who is a little bit younger, who is offering you, you know, the same size. Look at that, they're the same size of pentacles, right? This one is taking forever to offer you, and this one is willing to offer it to you now, ready. However, this page, being young, you know, is somewhat inexperienced and, well, younger. They are practically offering the same thing, but this one comes with a little bit of a, what do you call this? Not a buyer's remorse, but something like, what is that? What do they call that? Buyer beware? there's a term for that, buyer beware. There's a Latin term for that. I forgot. I want to remember, but I'm... anyway, maybe I'll remember later. So anyway, the reason for that is because this other person, young, is not only young physically, or, I mean, chronologically in age, but also a little bit immature, okay? Or not really immature, but not as stable as this other person, okay? And when I say stable, it's stable in many ways. It could be emotionally, it could be financially as well. But this one is working hard, okay? This could be someone who just got out of college, is just starting his new job, or has just been in his job for quite a while, still establishing his life. Then we have someone over here who has been working for a few years already. They already have their own apartment, their own car, and you know, everything is, you know, steady. However, like I said, this person is taking forever to offer you anything, because they are the type of people who would rethink and plan and again and revise their plans until they get to something that they are really entirely 100% sure of. Otherwise, they're not gonna do it. Okay, so I feel like you are choosing between these two people, but there's also a possibility that you are dealing with the same kind of person, or this could be one person having this sort of, I don't want to say split personality, I don't think so, it's just an aspect of them. Like, let's say if this is just one person, referring to one person, this person could be, in terms of age, okay, already, you know, around this 30-ish to 40 age, close to 40. But so in terms of finances, in terms of stability in that area, in their job, they're very secure. But then when it comes to how they behave, how they act, how they deal with their issues, they're a page, meaning they're very young inside. It's like, yeah, a little bit immature in terms of their emotions. They don't know how to handle their emotions. And yeah, pretty much that. They have an issue when it comes to dealing with their problems, especially when it comes to love and relationships. It's like they can handle issues that has to do with their jobs, but when it comes to love and relationships, that's where they really lack. Okay, now the Ace of Swords over here tells me that you are slowly coming into a state of clarity. You are realizing what's in front of you. You are seeing it for what it is. Okay? If you were once in a state where you were ignoring this side of this person, or if these are two people, you were ignoring either side of their personality that's not as pleasant to you. Now you have come into a realization where you finally acknowledge the fact that this is what this person lacks, or this is what this person lacks. And so now this is why you're in this state of this one, this Two of Pentacles energy. It's like you can choose. So it's either you're choosing between two people, if these are separate people for you, or if this is just one person, you're choosing between leaving them or, you know, staying with them. So this is where, you know, the confusion lies. But like I said, you have found some sort of clarity now. So this was once your energy, you didn't know what to do, but now you already know what to do, or at least because you know who they are, you now have an understanding of what they can offer you and what they cannot offer you. Now you have made a decision. It's just that you haven't made it official yet. I feel like it's something that you already have in your mind, but you're not telling this person yet, or both of them, if these are different people. But I feel like you've already made a decision. Okay. Let's try to clarify this. Let's first clarify the Knight of Pentacles and the Page of Pentacles to find out if they are different people or same people, or I mean the same person. Okay. The Queen of Swords over here clarifying the Queen of Pentacles, and you have Judgment clarifying the Page of Pentacles. Okay, when I see this here, I feel like you really have made your decision. A Queen of Swords is about cutting people, right? You have made a decision that you are going to cut out somebody, okay? And Judgment over here tells me that yes, you blew your horn in making this announcement pretty soon that you will be cutting someone. So, let me see. Okay, let me just get another card for clarification because it wouldn't tell me if this is the same person or not. Although I feel like this is the same person. I feel very strongly that this is like different aspects of the same person. This, they have the same background. Even though I refer to age as 20-ish, 30-ish, going to 40, it actually, when you look at the faces, it's almost like the same face. It's like, this is the same person. Let's get one card here in the middle of the Knight of Pentacles. Okay. Alright, we got two cards. Two cards here. We have the Chariot and the Page of Cups. Okay. So, could be water energy, Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio. For this one, it's Cancer, definitely. But, okay. Once again, it's telling me about an option, about movement from either left or right. Moving from either left or right. And we have here another page. This time, a Page of Cups. And Chariot, Cancer is water energy.